16 teams from high schools across Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri will be participating in the 2010 River Valley Best Robotics Competition on October 16th in Stubblefield Center at the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. BEST stands for Boosting Engineering, Science and Technology, and is a middle and high school robotics competition that aims to engage students in, well, engineering, science and technology. John Martini, an assistant professor of electronics technology at UA Fort Smith and director of River Valley BEST, says the university has participated in the competition since 2003.
The robotics competition at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, which is called River Valley BEST, is one of many hubs. In fact, there's about 41 different hubs throughout the United States that have similar competitions every year around the same time frame. The first part of October is when the competitions are actually scheduled.
The participating teams are provided with two kits that contain everything that the teams need to build robots. John says these kits are given free of cost. In fact, the competition itself requires no participation fee.
The teams get two kits. One kit is called a consumable kit. Those are items that we really don't need to have back from the teams. Those are things like pieces of wood, plastics, metals, fasteners, nuts and bolts, screws, glue, epoxy, tape. And then we also give them another kit which is called a returnable kit. And by the nature of that, that's all the new electronics and the software and the ability to control that a robot that they've built through a joystick controller by talking to a computer over a Wi-Fi network.
This year, students are building their robots based on a very interesting topic.
This year's theme is called Total Recall, and the manufacturing process that we're basing this on is using a technique or a way of ensuring quality called Six Sigma. Six Sigma looks for the removal of defects from the production of a product. And so what the students have to do with the robots is they have to interact with the game floor, and the game floor has a way for them to produce two different items. One are called gadgets, and the other one are called gizmos.
The robots are required to sift through the gadgets and gizmos, including colored golf balls and plastic eggs with magnets, removing those considered defective. Wendy Hall, high school science teacher at Gantz High School in Gantz, Oklahoma, says the themes from past River Valley BEST competitions have ranged from space to aircrafts and a variety of other topics.
Our first year, we did the competition called Laundry Quandary, and we built a robot that would hang handkerchiefs, which represented clothes, on clotheslines at different heights, or gather clothes and put them in a clothes basket. And then the second year that we were in the competition, we built a robot that would be equivalent to someone on Mars that was retrieving fuel cells and food boxes and things like that. And our robot would pick up the fuel cells, which were small bottles, and then carry them to a holding area. And we won the competition that year at Fort Smith. And then our third year, it was an airplane factory, and the robot was to go into a holding area, retrieve parts to put together a simulated airplane.
But how does one actually build a robot, especially with limited resources?
The first thing we do is we get together and we brainstorm as a group what we want our robot to do. There is a certain task that the robot has to do every year. And then we brainstorm about how would we build a robot to perform that task. And then I also have a mentor, Robert Forrest, who is an engineer, and he helps us out with our brainstorming and making our blueprints and our drawings to get started on the project. And then we take everything down to his machine shop, and that's where we work after school and on weekends.
The participating teams are scheduled to give the community a preview tomorrow, that is Mall Day, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at Central Mall in Fort Smith. Derek Goodson, an instructor at Western Arkansas Technical Center at the UA Fort Smith, says even though Mall Day is an exciting opportunity to test your work before the final event on October 16th, teams need to be careful.
The other name for Mall Day is Industrial Espionage Day. And it's called that for a reason. A lot of teams will do that. They'll see somebody else's idea and say, you know, well, maybe we could try to do that. The big thing is that the team that developed it has had 4 weeks to come up with that idea. By the time you see it at Mall Day, you've only got 2 weeks to see if you can put it together. So it's a little bit more difficult in that way. But, you know, I've also seen schools that go to Mall Day with their robot and have, like, a trash bag over part of it because they don't want to show – they know how it works, and they don't want to show everybody else what they've got.
But even though teams risk imitation of their ideas, they are often inspired and amazed at other teams' efforts.
The first year I was at UA Fort Smith, we finished first place in the robot competition. When you get the parts, everybody gets the same kit of parts. Everybody has to build from the same set of materials. Well, all these materials came in a cardboard box. One of the teams the first year that we did this used the cardboard box that the parts came in as an integral part of their robot. You don't really think of using the container that the parts came in, but they did it that year, and they used it very well. It was very impressive.
For those who think that a robot competition might be a quiet affair, Derek has some news.
The first year that I started teaching here, they recruited me to do Best Robotics, and they told me how, you know, it was a robot competition. I'm a big sports fan, and they told me it was like a sporting event, and I didn't really believe them. But they were exactly correct. They give out earplugs at the door for a reason. But it's really something to see, and to see what a bunch of, you know, high school, junior high, elementary school students can come up with just out of their own brains is really impressive.
For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Madhokar.